night?
Yeah!
You guys have a cheer for the acts you've seen so far, guys.
Yeah!
So we've had two girls in a row. I think it's time for another gentleman, don't you, ladies?
Yeah!
Can I get a whip woo from the ladies?
Woo!
Can I get a go on, son, from the lads?
Go on, son!
Ladies and gentlemen, start stamping your feet. Start clapping your hands. Ladies and gentlemen, Josh Charlton!
Hello? How are you? Good fun so far, generally being had by all. Right, I am unashamedly, and I don't feel bad about this, I am going to ask you about your Christmas. Was it enjoyable?
Yeah!
Yeah, mine was fine. Thanks for asking. That's cool. Now, I had a good Christmas. Christmas itself is always fun. I enjoyed, you know, the actual Christmas part. The fucking ball ache was the Christmas shopping, as always. Now, I tend to think of Christmas less of a religious holiday, more of a sort of materialistic exchange of overpriced shit. Nowadays. But the worst problem with this year in particular was that I left it all very late. I just had a little panic attack. I was out there, you know, I couldn't do anything. It was my girlfriend that was the biggest problem. I had to buy her something. It's the third Christmas we've been together. I've got to think outside the fucking box now. Past the stage, like, oh, got your perfume. Oh, it smells nice. Oh, it does, doesn't it? That sort of shit. So now I had to think, oof, what am I going to get? And you know, it's funny because people say romance is dead. And in my case, it definitely is. Because I sent her a text. Well, I say a text, more of a template. And on it, it said, gift name, colon, gift price, colon, shop to buy gift from, colon. That was it. Didn't even put a fucking kiss on the end. And she sent me a text back, and she said, oh, I don't know, just get me something cute for my room. And I thought, you couldn't be more fucking ambiguous if you tried. So it's alright, she clearly didn't understand, you know, I'll deal with this gently. So I sent the text again, this time in capital letters. And anyway, she got back to me and she said, finally, after fucking ages of to and from, she said, oh yeah, there's a nice burgundy cardigan in Pull and Bear in Liverpool One. Now I came to realise that Pull and Bear is actually a shop in Liverpool One, which is nice. So I thought, yes, burgundy fucking cardigan. Everyone loves a burgundy cardigan. This is a good idea. Let's get Christmas on the road, fucking hell. So I marched defiantly into L1 and I stood there in front of Pull and Bear and I thought, this is fucking it. And I walked in and I looked around only to be met by a wall that could only be described as a fucking sea of burgundy cardigans. There was burgundy fucking cardigans in every single direction in the end. I just panicked, I didn't know what to do. I got out of there, sat down, I'm not doing this shit anymore. That's what happened. Now, obviously a few of you know me and you'll tend to know that